My name is David Dunn. I'm a graduate student at Trent University. I've lived and worked in the Peterborough community for 8 years, doing a bachelor's degree and now doing a master's degree at Trent. I would like to speak to, I'll abbreviate these comments, obviously. I want to tell you what Bonnie Patterson means by student consultation. When we first received, when the news really broke that there were serious plans in the administration to close the downtown colleges, we got together and formed a downtown action group. One of the first activities we undertook as that downtown action group was a kind of a march that we did, or we called it a walk, from Peterborough downtown to Trent, to go up there in the spirit of opening a dialogue with the administration. That was on October 20th, 1999. Bonnie Patterson at that time told us that there had been no decision made about the downtown colleges, and she said, quote, everything is on the table. And we kind of we engaged with her on this point, and we said, what does that mean, that you're treating Champlain and the downtown colleges is equal in terms of any kind of constrictions you have to, budgetary constrictions you have to make? She said, yes. That was on October 20th. Not three, perhaps 4 days later, on Trent's website came out the Superbill Task Force report, which recommended very strongly that they close the downtown colleges. That was not at all the impression, my point is, it was not at all the impression that Bonnie Patterson gave 3 days earlier. So one could even say, one could say either Bonnie Patterson didn't know about the Task Force report or had any inkling of what the outcome of the Task Force report would have been on October 20th, or she quite simply lied to the students on that day. And I think it's obvious that it was the latter of those two options.
I'm
going to
stop there. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.